All right, Mike. So we didn't get a chance this week to do something light and fun and silly because we both talked about some, you know, deeply personal aspects of Turtles All the Way Down and the sort intensity of intrusive thoughts and how
very intense,
yeah, very intense. So I thought that we could still do something fun with it because I think, you know, as we acknowledge, these intrusive thoughts are coming from inside of our head, coming from our imagination. And it sort of it gives the imagination a bad rap.
Yep. It's like the Muppet Babies.
Imagination's not all bad, Mike. It's not all bad.
It's a good thing.
It's also a good thing.
It makes your dreams come true.
Sure. And in that spirit, I thought we could play a little game where you and I will both have to use our imagination on the spot. We might even say you and I have to improvise using our imaginations. So this game is called Instant Expert. So you and I will take turns being instant experts on a subject or a topic assigned by the other person. And we may ask each other questions. We may just say, you know, you've been assigned a speech on the following thing and you have to talk for a certain amount of time. You just have to go as if you're an instant expert on that subject. The world's leading expert on blank.
Do we have is there like a time or is it just till it's dumb?
Till it's dumb or till it's done?
Okay, so then we should just stop right now.
Fair point. No, we're gonna I don't know. Let's what is it, a minute too long or
I don't care.
Then we're gonna go until it's dumb. Me being an improviser, I will cut you off when I feel like you've hit the limit. You can feel all free to cut me off the same.
I will cut you off too.
Okay, very good. Should we flip for who goes first?
Yeah, how do we flip? Do you have something to flip?
Yeah.
No one can see a flip, but do it.
Okay. Heads or tails?
I'm going to go heads.
Okay. It's tails.
That didn't sound truthful at all.
Well, we're using our imagination and I just flipped a coin inside my head.
So you go first.
So
then.
You've lost. So okay. I'm going to assign you a topic.
Oh God. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep. I'm ready. Muppet Babies.
All right. Go forward.
Didn't you ever hear that song?
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
ladies and gentlemen,
I'm happy to have this person for you here today. There's been a lot of concern across the world about planes. You know, there are these planes that are breaking down, they're crashing, nobody knows how to fly them. But luckily for you, I have the world's foremost expert on the brand new Boeing 787 and what exactly is wrong with it. So I'd like to introduce Bob Schnappet. Bob, can you please tell the people why we've been having such a difficult time with these planes and what's wrong with them?
Hi, everybody. Bob Schnappet here. I hope everyone is, I don't know, are you working hard? Are you hardly working?
Hey, Bob, people's lives are in danger. Could you just tell us what's wrong with your freaking planes?
All right, so you got the Boeing 87878. Is a honking machine, let me tell you about that. But let me tell you, we built this thing aerodynamically perfect. But what happened is in the control room next to the engines, a lot of buttons, okay? But what we did wrong is that we put all the green lights where the red lights are supposed to be, and then all the red lights where the green lights are supposed to be, so the captain and the co-pilot continually are crashing the planes in the ground because they're hitting the red buttons when they're supposed to be green buttons. We've taken many lives. We're very sorry about this mess up, but we're gonna fix it. We have a new order from the plastic company because they're repainting the lights coming in.
I'm sorry, Bob, are you announcing that your planes have taken more lives than have been reported? Can you tell us about what lives have been lost? What's happening over there?
Not lives, literally. Lives in a metaphorical sense of people that have put
of course, metaphorical
their,
lives.
Put their sneaker to the ground and worked hard, have lost their lives over how sad they are that they painted the green lights red and the red lights green. This is a terrible situation. And I don't know how much more I got about planes.
All right, Bob. Well, I'll let you off the hook, even though it's clear that your planes are more dangerous than anybody could have thought.
Oh, my God. Hey, all right.
Imagine if I had just let you keep going.
I would have, yeah, I would have, but I was like, okay, I want to hear Ryan do something. All right. Hey, boss. Hey, boss. We got a bunch of newbies over there. Yep, we got a bunch of newbies over there, and somehow they have to run that excavator today, and you got to train them how to run the excavator. So do it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can't believe that these guys don't know how to run an excavator. Do you know how simple it is to run an excavator? All right, newbies.
Well, I do. I don't know if you do.
Do I? Let me tell you how to run an excavator. All right, everybody. I'm going to get here up on this excavator. All right. Now that I'm up here, you guys see this handle? It looks just like a handle on a car. You've got drive, you've got reverse, and you've got neutral for when you need to push the excavator. So once you are in the right direction, you know, kind of like picture yourself driving like a golf cart. There's only two directions it can go. So you put it in the right direction, and you've got your excavator key, or your exca key, as we call it, you know, at the construction site. You put your exca key in the exca ignition, and you start it going, just like any old engine of any old car or golf cart.
Boss, you gotta tell them what it does so they can figure out how to do that with it.
What the key does?
No, the excavator.
Oh yeah, the excavator just pushes stuff around. It's like a giant bulldozer. It's also got, you know, sort of like antiquated angles that the pusher thing can lift and push dirt away from where it is right now. It doesn't just push, it also lifts and moves. Those are technical terms. It's the liftinator and the movinator buttons you'll see here on the panel. And, you know, when you want the thing to go up, excuse me, when you want the bucket.
What is the thing?
It's the bucket. We just call it the bucket.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's...
It's actually right. It is the bucket.
So you know when you're looking at it, you know what a bucket looks like. And that picks up the dirt, or the gravel, or the debris, if you're working on a site such as that. And you move it, and then it goes over there, and then your job is done. This is not that complicated. I don't know why people need to be taught how to learn an excavator.
All right, newbies, you need to get back to work. All right, good job, boss.
All right. Give me something hard to explain next time.
Have you ever seen an excavator in your life?
In theory, I could maybe sketch one. It's the one with the bucket. Yeah, sure.
You said push the excavator.
Yeah, I was picturing a bulldozer. Tons.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then I corrected myself. So I figured it out.
You did. I saw you take that turn.
It's got a bucket. All right, should we do one more each?
Yeah, one more each.
Okay.
All right, so I've brought you to my house. I've got some problems in my front yard, and you I was given high praise. I was given your number because you are a person that supposedly can help solve my problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in my front yard, I have a Japanese maple, okay?
Japanese maple. Oh,
I have a Japanese maple in my front yard. I don't quite know what's wrong with it. Only like half of it blooms every year.
Maple?
It's a Japanese maple, but only half of it is blooming. I don't know if it's like a disease or a fungi or some kind of rodent or insect problem, but could you take a look at my Japanese maple and just give me your expert opinion? Like, what am I dealing with here?
Well, first off, Japanese maple, we have to think about this in a very calm sense. This is a easy-to-mess-up tree, okay? You have to treat this tree the way you would treat yourself. Treat yourself! And this thing grows out of the ground, but it doesn't have a base. The way most trees have a base, it's just branches straight out of the ground.
There are no roots?
There are roots, but it doesn't have a circle at the bottom and then go up and then the branches grow. The branches are the first thing out of the ground. It has beautiful red leaves, sometimes orange, and with red tips on the end of them.
It's almost like you brought up a picture of them.
I did not.
In your mind.
It's in my imagination.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And what... what you do... Wait, because you got bugs in them, right? Is that what you said?
I don't know. I'm asking you to look at my tree and tell me what's wrong with it. Why is only half of it growing?
Well, because there's bugs in them.
Oh, you're saying there are bugs. Okay.
There's bugs in them. That's right. And that's why your trees aren't orange and red leaves. Instead, they're brown.
Mm.
So what we have to do is just get some insect killer and pour it right on there. Just douse it in insect killer.
Straight to like maybe heavy duty pesticides. Heavy duty pesticides, you think?
Heavy duty, yeah. I would say probably 4-5 gallons.
Wow.
We'll probably
will that affect the surrounding grass?
The grass will die.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the grass will die. Yeah, but that's something that for the Japanese maple, that's okay. Okay, because the grass is already taking up the space around it that should just be for the Japanese maple. So, in respect to the grass, it should leave anyway. So, 4 to 5 gallons of pesticides and your problem will be solved. Goodbye, bugs.
Goodbye, Japanese maple, sounds like. All right. Well, thank you, world-renowned Japanese maple expert that had to Google what a Japanese maple looks like.
Dang it. Did you see me doing it?
I absolutely saw you do that.
Damn it. I was trying to do it. You looked away and I tried to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Okay. Okay. I got one for you. Ooh, I got one. Okay.
Ryan, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Ryan, it's Mike.
Hey.
I got, I'm sick, man. I got the flu. Bad. It's so bad, I can't even get out of bed.
Okay.
But the episode is already recorded.
Okay.
There's no way I'm going to get it edited and turned into to our satellite radio station on time.
Man, that's, what are we going to do?
Which is a real thing that we're on, actually.
Okay. Right.
You're going to have to edit this episode. And it has to sound exactly the way it does when I edit the episode.
Mm, sure, yeah.
So can you please tell me exactly what you're going to do? You got to put my mind to these.
Well, luckily for you, Mike, this whole time I've just been a secret ex-editor expert. An expert
editor.
Yeah,
I know.
And
I've just been offloading
all the work to you because I'm a huge lazy expert.
Yeah, that's why I trusted you to do this.
Yeah, so... let me tell you all about what I'm going to do here. I'm going to load the file onto the zip drive. I'm going to extract the audio onto my desktop. And then once I have it in the editing program, which for me is Reaper.
You mean the best editing program?
Some say the best. Me being the international expert that I obviously am, I'd say it's fine. It's fine for my purposes. You know, I'm more experienced with some more advanced things, but I don't want to get into it. Reaper has treated us very well.
Okay.
So what you do is first, just by looking at the sound waves, you can actually spot the ums and ahs. I don't know why it takes you seven years or whatever it takes to edit each episode. You just gotta look at the wave and you say, oh, that's what an looks like. Oh, that's what an ah looks like. Oh, that's what it looks like when Mike is fumbling with his papers. Or that's what it looks like when Ryan's chair is malfunctioning. And you just see it. It's like the Matrix. You just see the waves and you say, that's what that is.
That's exactly.
And
okay.
You just cut it out.
You're more advanced than I even knew.
Yeah, you just cut it out. And for me, I have like a touch screen, so I don't even have to press any buttons. I just like pinch it. I just give the screen a little pinch and then it just disappears. So I don't know why it takes you so long. I give my laptop screen a little pinch, like I'm pinching its cheeks, just like, eh.
Okay.
And I just kind of throw it and I throw it off the screen. And then, I don't know, like 10 minutes later, I'm done.
Okay, but, so you've edited it now.
Sure, yeah.
How are you going to mix it though? You got to make me feel better.
Oh, the mixing. Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. I assumed you had enough faith in me that I also knew what mixing was. I'm not only the world's foremost editing expert, but I also know how to mix tracks. I'm an expert track mixer. So obviously I have your track and I have my track and I have the background like ambiance audio track just to replace the ums and ahs with. So as I said, I have a fancy touchscreen laptop. So I give one pinch to the mic audio track and I give a second pinch to the Ryan track. And then I just put my nose up on the laptop screen and I kind of smush them all together like I'm pinching my own nose. And then they're all together. So it takes like 10 seconds.
Like, so you've squished the waveforms all together.
I've squished the waveforms all
and
together.
And now they're mixed. Okay, now, so and last then
mixed.
Thing.
They're all mixed
last
up.
Last thing, I just got to go. And then I can go to sleep, okay?
Yeah, right.
I feel like I'm going to throw up anyway. So how are you going to master it?
Of course. And then to master it, I put my headphones on and I turn my microphone on. And I don't know if you're aware of this setting. You can actually talk to your own file, kind of like Siri.
I
or
didn't
Alexa.
Know that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A function in Reaper.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Come on. do you know about this function? So and I say, track, mixed track. I am your master, and you are the file. wax on, wax off. There. Now you are mastered. Go. Be on your way. Upload yourself up onto the world wide web. Be off
with
you.
Oh, you just took care of the upload too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, we're on a very advanced system here.
All right, I feel like I can go to bed now and rest assured that the episode's going to come out.
Totally fine.
Sound great. Okay.
You, awesome. You didn't know about pinching?
No, you're going to have to show me that one.
Okay. All right.
All right. We did it again.
We did it. That was a long one, but I hope everybody's enjoyed it.
It was fun for me.
And I hope it was fun for our listeners.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you guys next week.
Out.